I think our first newsmaker, because she has a tight window this morning, joining us out of the gate, I bet you she's been to the Union Diner over the years as former governor, U.S. Senator, senior U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. How are you?
Good morning. I wish I were there with you. I would love to be there ordering breakfast with you.
I bet you probably... I've never been here, even though I love Laconia. I've been up here a lot. I told the owners I've never been into this diner. Have you been into the Union Diner? It's a classic. You'd love it.
I don't know the answer to that because
I'll ask the
I haven't
owners.
Been there recently. I know that.
Has Senator Shaheen been here?
So,
they're nodding. I think you might have been. We'll find out. We're going to.
Oh,
it might
good.
Be a picture.
Well, clearly I need to come back.
Senator, there might be a picture over by the cash register or over in the front area. Senator, let's get right to it. You're going to be meeting, I think, with thanks for joining us on our network of stations. You have a busy day. You're going to be in Londonderry, I believe, with the SBA, Small Business Administration chief or director, talking
yes.
about supply chain issues. Tell us about that today.
Well, Administrator Guzman, who heads the Small Business Administration, is coming to New Hampshire. We're going to go to visit an aluminum investment casting manufacturer called Unicast in Londonderry and talk to them about some of their challenges. They've had some success with getting PPP loans during the pandemic from the Small Business Administration, with getting a 504 loan from SBA before that to help with their building and equipment costs. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing this company. I have not been there before, and they do very high-tech manufacturing for companies that, from aerospace companies and defense manufacturers, so it's going to be a really interesting visit. And it's a family-owned company, so it's especially interesting to see a family who's been able to have this company. It's been in the family since 1969.
Interesting. Senator Shaheen joining us first thing out of the gate on Good Morning New Hampshire. We're live on the road in Laconia at the diner, the Union Diner. Senator, you visited the Ukraine not long ago. You're very familiar. You're on an important Senate committee when it comes to foreign relations. You know the region. We know that we're supplying more aid as of yesterday, $30 billion plus in a lot of different areas. Yesterday, while the United Nations folks were visiting President Zelensky in Kyiv, the capital, Russia fired some rockets into the capital. They've been focusing on the eastern part of the country. We have retired Army General, New Hampshire resident Kevin Ryan, who teaches down at the Harvard Kennedy School. You may know the general. He's our defense expert on the show. He said, Jack, I think the Putin and the Russians are really focusing on that territory in the eastern part of the Ukraine, an area that's easier for them to fight and hold, and it's probably going to end with some kind of acquisition of part of Ukraine there, and then hopefully there's a lasting ceasefire. My question to you is, Senator, do you concur with that? And then what happens next? Are Putin and Russia done at that point if they grab part of the eastern part of Ukraine? Do things subside and settle down, or are you worried about what's next?
Well, I think that's a good analysis. I'm not sure we know the full answer to that yet. I thought Secretary Austin's comments after his trip with Secretary Blinken to Ukraine were telling, in that he said what we want is for Vladimir Putin to come out of this war weakened, and the courage of the Ukrainian military and people has just been tremendous in doing that. So it appears that they're focused on the eastern region of the country and the Black Sea, which is very troubling because access to the Black Sea is important, not just for Ukraine, but for other countries that border Ukraine. And so one of the things that I'm concerned about is if things stall in Ukraine, where else Putin might go to look for a victory to try and create
right.
mischief. And that's why last week I was in the Western Balkans with a bipartisan delegation. Chris Murphy, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, and I were there in Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Kosovo, because Russia has had long influence there, particularly in Serbia. We remember the war in the 90s in the former Yugoslavia. And there are real concerns in that part of Europe about the potential for Russian meddling to create not just to create conflict there. We still have a military mission in Bosnia-Herzegovina and in Kosovo that I think has been very important, particularly in Bosnia, and keeping the peace there. And so we wanted to make sure that they know the United States is paying attention. We're concerned about what's happening there, because what we don't want is this war in Ukraine to spread to other parts of Europe.
Senator Shaheen, I want to ask you, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary was on Capitol Hill this week talking about the southwest border in particular before Congress, facing some tough questions on Title 42, immigration, and whether or not the border is secure. Senator Hassan is expressing this show her concerns about lifting that at this time without a plan. Chris Pappas has also echoed that. Do you have concerns about the administration, the Biden administration, lifting Title 42 or not delaying that? And also, is the southwest border secure enough in your mind?
I think we need an immigration policy that's not going to just address the southwest border, what's happening there with Title 42. Obviously, I think anything that's done there should be done as part of a broader plan to address immigration, and we haven't seen that yet. And the administration put forward the outline of a plan, but I think it doesn't include, I don't think it's comprehensive enough to address the problem. And this is an issue for all kinds of reasons. It's an issue at our southern border. We don't have the personnel to accommodate all of the people who want to come into the United States right now, and we need to figure out how we're going to do better. We've also had a lid on immigration for the last 5 years in a way that's affected our ability to get temporary workers, the visa workers that have been so important to New Hampshire's economy. That's affected our ability to get others into the country who help with the workforce. It's one of the reasons I think we've got a continuing workforce challenge, because many of those workers who we rely on, who are immigrants, we haven't had over the last 5 years. So I think we've got a broad issue with immigration that starts at the security on our southern border.
Senator Shaheen, we're going to let you go. I know you have a busy day. Just the last question, final question on Good Morning New Hampshire as we broadcast live from the Union Diner in Laconia. New economic numbers, you probably heard at the top of the news. Inflation numbers again, March and April, running much higher. Energy prices, grocery prices, inflation really seems to be an issue. Fed's really the only answer is to raise interest rates. And it's going to, slow down this economy we've seen, and it's a changing economy. My question is, going into the midterms, you're not running for re-election in the midterms now. You're probably thankful you're not. But when you look at the environment in New Hampshire with your colleague Senator Hassan and the midterm elections, including our local elections and national, are you worried as a leading Democrat on the midterm elections? Do you think this is going to be bad or good for Democrats running for re-election this fall? And also the president's popularity numbers in New Hampshire, as you know, are not that brisk, if you will. How do you see the midterm elections at this point, or too early to tell?
Listen, I think it's a long time from now until the elections, and so I'm not going to get into any predictions. But I will tell you, Jack, it's why we need to work very hard to address the costs that people are paying, the costs at the pump for gasoline, costs for health care. It's one reason that I'm working with Susan Collins on a bill to address the high cost of insulin. It's why we need to be focused on economic and pocketbook issues, job creation, as opposed to some of the things that the current legislature has been doing, trying to deny access to health care for women. Their focus on vouchers, school vouchers, which are taking money out of the public schools and giving them to people who were paying for private schools anyway. So I think we need to stay focused on what's important to the people of New Hampshire, and that's what I'm going to try and do.
Senator Shaheen, have a good afternoon or day in Londonderry. Thanks for joining us. Good Morning New Hampshire on this Friday. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks. Enjoy your breakfast.
Thank you, Senator Shaheen.